A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Black Tie Movement is changing, moving in the city of Memphis. Call them, 316-6196. They're the best in town. I have moved twice as an adult, and both times I've used Black Tie Movement. Super glad I did. Showed up on time, helped me get all that done. I got to worry about the logistics. Now that I have two kids, there is absolutely no question in my mind. If you got kids out here and you're trying to move yourself, I know you're not doing that. You got some common sense. Call Black Tie. They're the best. 316-6196. Is the phone number. It's Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Brave New World, hour three, no guests. How about that? By myself.
Let's go.
Brave New World.
Oh, it's easy. We're talking on the radio, John, right? Ooh,
not by design. This was not by design. That's good. We're going to do the best we can today on the show.
Oh, don't make any excuses. You're good. You're good, bro. We got the full load here.
Yeah, but to be honest, I think I've talked about as much as I can about Zach Edey playing or not in the Summer League game. I'm going to be honest. A brother needs the weekend. But I did see it's a big week because I think, you know, coming up, I want to say it's next week. And this isn't something that I think is going to be on your radar. It's a week from today.
All right.
The new college football game is coming out. Which is, you know, it's been, I think, 11 years,
yep.
10, 11 years since the last one came out. And I saw like a graphic today, that Seth Hennigan, they are calling a snub.
Oh,
a ranking, a rating snub. Maybe
yep,
there was like
that's a slight.
Yeah, there was like maybe a top 100, you know,
I've got the list here from EA Sports.
Is that what it was? It was yeah. Like they put out a top 100?
Yeah, so they did a ranker on their website at EA.com, and they basically have listed, like, position ranks, and they start with
right.
All positions. They do cornerback, like Will Johnson's number one. I'm assuming this is up to date because it's College Football 25.
Coming out in a week.
Yeah, I mean, and I saw where, was it Arch is going to be part of the game, and they paid him
They paid him
big money, like just alone, like $60,000-$70,000, and then of course gave him a copy.
Yes. Oh, you get the copy.
Yeah, the copy is complimentary, but the NIL money that also comes along with it.
I thought it was $600.
Oh, I thought it was real money. Look, hold on a second. I thought it was like a.
I mean, I think they have the option to give you more, but it was everybody that gets in the game is $600
in college.
Like
football.
They could obviously get, you know, do a separate deal,
uh-huh.
But.
I think they did because he wasn't initially in it. According to On3 Sports, Manning was paid between $50,000 and $60,000 to promote the game. He also received $600 in a copy of the game in exchange for lending his NIL likeness to develop the game. So, in other words, I guess they paid him an additional $60K.
That's amazing.
Just to get his ass in the game.
That is absolutely. He's not even going to play for Texas this year.
And what does that tell you about NIL? Basically, like for example, Colorado is prominently displayed in a lot of the marketing for it. It's not because Colorado is going to be some juggernaut this year. It's because they've got two hot players and Deion right. Sanders is the damn coach.
No, it's all hype. It is. But man, I mean, I will say this, man. Good for Arch, right?
For real, man. Like he's getting his
$50,000,
bro. He's getting his
to do a commercial, and he's even going to start.
When your name's Manning, man, don't give me true. This crap about like you get whatever you want. It's like Bronny, man. Like you get all the money.
That's white privilege right there. That is to
well,
get,
like,
to
like
get
Bronny
50,000.
But even I don't care if your dad is famous and you're in sports. Like that's a nice gig. Like Penny, no disrespect to Penny, but like both of his kids like have prominently been on the Memphis roster.
Well, that's true. I mean, and they you know. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Ashton, we'll see. You know, We'll see what he was. He was a young guy. It's hard to know exactly. Jaden was limited. Jaden was definitely limited.
He indeed was.
No, I just think, you know, it's crazy that we live in a world where a second string quarterback, and I know he's not your typical second
string. It's 60 grand.
I get it. But yeah, he's promoting the game.
It's crazy. No, it's ridiculous.
Like, how many second-string quarterbacks could you even name in college, let alone one that would be chosen to promote a game?
I don't even know who Memphis's backup is at this point behind Hennigan.
It's the Pistons guard. It's Cade Cunningham.
Oh, is it Cade
Cunningham?
That's
the only reason why I know it, though.
That's how you remember it?
Yeah, he shares the name.
Where did we get Cunningham from?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Hopefully you don't have to see him.
But exactly. Right. But yeah, like and I think it's great. I mean, like if I had a son that was, you know, playing college football.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like he has a chance to, you know, make, I mean, that's real money.
Hell yeah.
And he made a commercial.
Yeah, you go make a commercial. We'll pay you $60,000, and we'll go give you a copy of EA Sports, College Football 25.
I wonder if, you know, like it's just if you're the coach of Texas.
Yeah.
I wonder sort of how you feel about that. You know, because if you're Sarkisian, for example, is it just one of those things where, like, you know what you're getting into when Arch Manning is on your roster, and, like, you just have to live with what comes with it?
I think you do.
Because, like, I know, you know, it does set up a weird dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And just because we're talking about, you know, 19, 20, 21-year-old guys, right?
Yes.
And if I'm Quinn Ewers, I'm like, I'm the starter for Texas football this year. Yes. I'm the starter quarterback.
Well, I think when you have the kind of swag that yours clearly has, like, the reality is, here's who it looks bad. It looks bad for Manning, because if you're Sark, you got to have a lot of balls not to start that kid. In other words, you lend towards starting the kid who's got the big name and who's you know, he was highly touted coming out of New Orleans. Like,
right.
So what does that say about Manning? Like,
yeah.
That says, like, and he's not transferring, which to his credit, he's not giving up on the game, but it's going to be, what, his senior year by the time he plays?
Well,
junior redshirt year.
He'd be junior, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so I give him credit for staying.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, that kind of was the surprise to me because...
Me too.
I mean, he could have gone a lot of places and started this year.
Hell yeah.
You know, a lot of places.
And gotten more money than the $60,000 he got from EA Sports.
Well, he probably got a lot from Texas. I mean,
I guess that's fair.
You know, they're sweetening the pot for him.
If you're the backup quarterback at Texas, you still make $1 million.
Especially if your name is Arch.
That's crazy.
It's an extenuating circumstance. Because, look, they're clearly doing they're doing this deal.
Right.
I think Quinn was – the idea was that Quinn would be in the NFL draft this year.
Yeah,
I thought he would. That he would have already entered. Yeah. He didn't.
Nope.
And so I think the idea now is, all right, one more year, he has to go, and then it's going to be yours.
And if you're Quinn Ewers, you also got paid probably as much as you'd gotten paid your rookie year in the NFL, I guess.
I mean, yeah, I have to believe because he could have just transferred. I mean, that's the thing about it is like
– And got more money than that.
Everybody's getting a deal. Everybody's getting an NIL deal in this day and age.
We have to wait until next Friday to see this game, though. You'd be surprised. I'm actually more into the video games that have the college football, especially these old school EA Sports ones. So it's next Friday's when it comes out.
Comes out next Friday. And, you know, I was always felt like I was kind of on an island about college, the old college football games, because, you know, I mean, you got to think when college football was when that game was out,
yep.
Memphis sucked.
That's the problem.
Like, Memphis was never good. And so, like, I mean, with the exception of the D'Angelo year, right?
Yeah.
Like, so it was never, college football was never on my radar as a 12, 13, 15-year-old who had time to do.
And it shouldn't have been.
Yeah, right.
Because, like, Memphis basketball was everything, right. Including now.
So I played college hoops.
Yeah.
You know, I did the recruiting thing there, and that was, and it wasn't as popular, you know, because college football is king. But, you know, I never really got down with the, I was always like, I'm going to, because the way it worked was like they would have July would be college football.
Yep.
And then they released Madden in August.
Madden was the pro version. Yeah.
It always felt like college football was just like a cheap Madden.
Exactly.
You know, but people loved it. People really.
Well, and I think back in the day, correct me if I'm wrong, they didn't have the name, image, likeness deal where you could put Edwards on the back of it or you couldn't put
Shador. That is correct.
Like,
you used to have
it's to a big deal.
Download rosters.
It was a half-assed version, so you would
assume
who is. Like, for example, you'd be playing with, I don't know, if Michael Vick was on Virginia Tech.
Yes.
Suddenly, the quarterback for Virginia Tech was lightning fast.
No doubt.
You were just assuming it was Michael Vick. Well, now, like, they could slap Michael Vick on the back of it, or, Sanders is at Colorado, you know, you actually play with that. I think that means a lot, because that's why.
No, I agree with that.
The Madden NFL 25 or any of these versions over the last 25 years was always more fun because you were playing with the dude.
You knew that was the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, now, and again, like, you assumed and presumed when in college football.
He seems fast. Must be Michael Vick.
A brother with the number 7 that's 99 speed. Like, you know who that's supposed to be.
Right.
But it wasn't. His name was, like, Smith.
You were guessing.
You know, his name was Daniel Smith. It was not. So, like, that. There's no doubt that it will be a more authentic experience and a better game, probably, as a result of that.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, the idea of, like, building up a Memphis or something like that, you know, I don't know, Tulsa, whatever people are in. There's this streamer that is like, now he's going to do a whole content series on rebuilding and picking a team, right? And he's got Memphis in his top 3.
That's pretty cool.
You know, and people are all into it and
everything like
that. Oh,
people will be way into that because you know who the dudes are now.
Yeah, they want to see you do it, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean? They want to see you build with their team.
So can you do hybrid teams without, you don't have to take the whole team. You're doing hybrids. Like, my quarterback is so-and-so. Can you mix it up on the college football?
What do you mean?
In other words, do you have to take the team? You have to be all Memphis versus so-and-so now.
Yeah, like, if you're going to start a program, you'll pick a program.
It'll be Memphis.
Yeah, or Tulane, or, you know, Tennessee, or whatever the case may be.
This is a dumb question. Can you do an all-star version like in the new, you know, where you mix up dudes and you play?
I don't,
you know, Hunter. You got, Travis Hunter's edge.
You can recruit.
Okay.
You can get if guys enter the portal.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can.
Like, the real portal. It has to be the real portal.
If you're going to do it, yeah, exactly. You want to build it up and, you know, you got to keep guys happy and everything. Like, if I'll do it and I'll be interested enough if it's good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't have NIL. That's what I'm going to tell these kids. You know, you need to come here because you want to develop as a man.
Right.
You know, you want to develop as a man and as a player. And the NIL comes when you get to the NFL.
Right.
All right?
It is.
That's
so,
what I'm telling these kids.
It is so
I want fun. I want the guys who are here for the right reasons.
You know what's funny is what you just said reminds me of Ryan Silverfield, because, like, even a year ago when we were talking to Ryan, and I love Ryan and I'm so glad we got a bunch of money from FedEx, but, like, last year it was like, hey, We're looking for kids that want to come to Memphis that, you know, really are interested in program development, and the name on the jersey is Memphis, and coming to Memphis, they love our team. They've bought into what our program is. A year later, it's like, we've got other opportunities and extra interest to build our roster.
He changed his tune.
What happened to that program development comment last year?
No, there's no question about it.
They're playing for your jersey, bro.
No, I mean, hey, balls dropped on that puppy. I mean, it's just the truth. You know
Facts.
What I mean?
Suddenly, that whole thing we were talking about a year ago about love of the program, you can look at the money, too.
That's the beauty of it, right?
It is.
And I don't know if this game will, you know, I mean, I'm sure there'll everybody there, the guys at Memphis will get the $600
for
a copy of the game, right? But in terms of, you know, the larger point, the larger picture is that, yes, like, if you were going to be the Memphis football coach in college football 25, it was going to be, we don't really have a lot of NIL for you. Like, you're going to have to come here and, you know, we got some playing time.
Yeah.
You know, we got some playing time.
Get on the field.
Our fans care, you know.
Yeah.
But now it's like, hey, we'll beat Florida.
Heads
up. If the situation is, if the situation calls for
it, fact.
We'll beat Florida now. You know, because we have, you know, $3 million a year from FedEx or whatever the actual number is. So yeah, look, it's a different time, yeah. And you know, I think, you know, I greatly enjoy the sport of college football. I know some people, you know, have become disenchanted over the years because of it. I think it still is a great product.
I'm fired up.
Maybe better. You know, because some programs now can be very transparent. You know, about competition. You know,
yes. I'm fired up for this year. I just put our package together for this fall, and unfortunately, we don't have the Tigers deal, but we've got the Vols deal. We're going to air the Vols bye week this year is September, because like this is what I do in September as the program director. So coming up in September. The Vols bye week is, I think it's September 28th. That's when Bama and Georgia are playing on September 28th. So, like, right away. And then you get these week one games. Like, I'm fired up for football. I don't know about anybody else, but, like, I'm watching Hard Knocks for the NFL. I'm going to watch that receiver thing probably this weekend. I'm probably going to watch – I even watched the first game they have at the Hall of Fame game. I'll be watching the Cowboys preseason, which we're going to have here on the radio station. Like, I consume all of it. And I'm sure as a gambler, you do too.
Yeah, no, I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how, because the last time I did it, I didn't have two kids.
Well, like,
so
NFL,
now it's going to be interesting.
And I don't want to switch around topics here, but NFL's harder, I would assume, to gamble on. Or, I mean, college football is probably harder to gamble on than NFL, I would assume.
No, it's easy.
Is it easier?
It's easier. Okay. Yeah, because there's so many different teams, so many different games. You know,
yeah,
as opposed to there's
and the lines are tighter, I would assume.
In the NFL, the lines are tighter.
NFL tighter, yeah,
because there's only 32 teams, right? And these teams, they like it's you focus on those in college football, it's hundreds,
yeah,
and they can't, you know, people can't possibly keep up, odds makers can't possibly keep up with all the roster updates, all the injury news, all the, you know, the big teams like your Bama's and, you know, Florida State, sure,
it's too, yeah,
but there's a lot of teams that aren't Bama and Florida State. You know, in college football. So, you know, there's definitely an opportunity from that standpoint, you know, to get ahead. That's all you're looking for, right? I'm not saying edges don't always win, but it's good to have them, you know. And in the NFL, you don't have them ever. Everybody knows the same thing. Everybody has all the access to
it's
the information.
There. Yep.
You know, but I saw, like, just as we were starting this, that, you know, Seth Hennigan was, like, some snub. I didn't see the list. I didn't see, you know. But here's the thing. I don't get worked up about ratings list anymore. Because you'll see Madden will do this, right? Yeah. Like, they'll go to a training camp, and they'll, like, show the player what his rating is for the season, and he'll be like, oh, man, that's too low, or that's too high, or whatever.
Here it is. If there's a whole list of disrespected dudes on here.
Yeah, there's a whole list, and Seth Hennigan's on there. And the thing I would say to that is it doesn't matter, because if you have a good week one, they'll just update the numbers.
I see.
That's what they do now. Like, every week, there's going to be a patch.
Yeah.
I mean, because the guy's going to get hurt, and then they're going to have to get the new guy in, and it's just going to be, you know, a different – but it will be fun to play. I guess, like, the thing I'm most looking forward to is, like, playing online.
Yep.
Like, let me go Memphis versus, you know what I'm saying, Tennessee. Give me that.
Oh, I like
Give me that.
So you
I
just make your matchups. That's fun.
Yeah, I want somebody to pick Tennessee, and let's go head up.
See, I look at the list, and it's probably a lot of the Group of Five guys that are disrespected. I mean, Cam Ward, who's at Miami, is listed on there as a disrespected cat. Dude from Kansas State. But most of the top 100, like, who are slided, it looks like are, like, you know, Jacksonville State, Boise. It's a lot of these dudes that are just below the radar, I would say.
Right.
And Seth is – that's one of the problems for Seth is, like, your NFL odds are probably lower because you're the quarterback at Memphis. I mean, I hate to put it that way.
Well, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, you know, if you're producing, you'll be found.
You better go kick ass, though.
Oh, sure, but he will in that offense. He's going to put up numbers.
Hope so.
I think what makes it harder is that the offense is so good, and that, you know,
maybe it's too good.
And the defenses that you're seeing week to week are, you know, pretty lackadaisical and lackluster. And so I think that's the part that sort of can make it hard to evaluate.
You
know,
your NFL scouts are going to go, well, you had two studs at running back, and you have top end, and you're playing inferior competition.
You're playing FAU,
right?
Yeah, I mean, like, again, that didn't prevent Trey Lance from going third overall.
Yeah,
You know, I mean, when you're when the talent is undeniable, you you know. The,
right.
But hey, look, it's you know, Seth kind of lacks in terms of the you know the physical attributes from the NFL perspective. So, you know, if he is a draft pick, it feels like it'd be very very late in that process. But again, there's you know still a chance certainly to be a productive college quarterback, and I expect him to have a fantastic year. And I expect by the you know middle of this season, we will not be talking about Seth Hennigan being snubbed by College Football 25.
I'll lose Memphis in this game. I'm interested in this. My son's
got. Do you have a PS5?
So my kid, I play a Switch, and they've got usually they come up with a version for Switch.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the PS5 is the only thing they're going to have it on. They no, won't have it I mean, for they, Switch.
They'll probably have it on everything. Yeah, they'll probably have it on Switch as well. I know they'll definitely have it on Xbox and PS5.
We got all the Switch games.
I'm assuming they'll release it for Switch, although I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, don't pull me on. I'm not a gaming expert. I just play what he's got on the Switch.
Yeah, Switch is dope for the Mario games, though.
Yeah,
got to have it.
We're
for
all
Mario
in
game.
On it.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's next Friday. So okay. I know the weekend productivity for a lot of you know
next weekend will suck.
22 to you know 45 year old men is going to be bottoming out. It's going to be bottoming out. All right, we're not doing anything next weekend, no doubt about it. We'll come back. Drew Hill's got a fun story about Zach Edey and Gigi Jackson, and you know something that they did to get a little better acquainted. Talk about that, and maybe a little update on Edey's availability when we get back. Jason and John, are you trying to fam ESPN?
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Try me.
Good time to get over to Sonic and try.
Really, I mean, a lot. It's a summer staple for me for so many years and a treat for my kids today. But get the Flavorista favorites at Sonic. It's the new crafted drink menu with flavors for every moment. Got the rainbow slush with real strawberries, lemonade, blue raspberry, or the lemonade cream cooler with creamy vanilla soft serve. That's Jason's favorite. He's not here today, but if he was here, he would say, That's what he'd say. Discover more favorites in the Sonic app. Live free. Eat Sonic. So we had Drew Hill on the show yesterday, and Drew Hill promised us. I gave him a compliment. I told him, I said, hey, man, you know, you're doing a great job, bro. You're doing a great job. Take the compliment. But he said, no, not. I got more coming. I got better stuff coming for you. And as promised, he had some good stuff that he just posted up at DailyMemphian.com about Zach Edey, which is just, we just can't get enough. We just can't get enough of the big fella here in Memphis. And basically Drew writes about the first time Zach Edey and Gigi Jackson met. Of course, they're now Summer League teammates. They're regular season teammates. But Drew Hill's got some just fantastic details in here. He's got a quote here from Gigi. Gigi walks right up to him to introduce himself, and he says, quote, "The first thing I ever told him, I just went right up to him, and I was like, I don't know if anyone else is going to tell this to you, but I will. You are the greatest collegiate big man that we have ever seen."
Whoa.
That's what he did. He walked right up to him, and that's what he said. I think a lot of people probably said that to him, but he said it to him.
Damn.
And then he continued. He said, "Then I told him, if nobody believes that you can translate that to the big leagues, I do. I believe in you."
That's nice.
And I think, like, you saw that in that one pass that Gigi made to him. It was the only pass Gigi made all night, and it was to Zach. Right? Like, it was the only one he made. And I think that is sort of...
He doesn't like passing,
John. That represents his belief in Zach Edey, the idea that he would, you know, feel the need to pass him the ball at all. But, yeah, look, clearly, that's the first sort of detail, that Gigi walks right up to him and says, "You're the greatest college big man we've ever seen, and if nobody believes you can translate that to the big leagues, I do. I believe you." Now, a couple of things about that. One, I think there are... He's the ninth pick in the draft,
right?
Gigi. I mean, with all due respect, like he's not a two way undrafted. Right. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He's a top 10 NBA draft pick, so I think there are plenty of people who believe that he can do that.
Yeah.
With that being said, I think it's a nice gesture. It's a nice, you know.
Yeah.
Hey man, I
believe in you.
I respect you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I respect, you know,
respect.
Your body of work. I respect, you know, and I know that you're gonna kill it, which is great.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's great.
And I'm never going to pass it to you.
I might pass it to you one time this week.
Yeah.
Okay?
Don't look for the ball.
But be blessed. Mm-hmm. Be blessed when that happens.
Give me the ball.
So, look, you know, Gigi definitely, you know, made it a point to let him know. And Zach responded to that. He told Drew Hill, "I'm not very good at taking compliments. So when he came to me with that, I wasn't really even sure what to say. That was before I had even stepped on the basketball court with any of them, and he was already saying that to me." So Zach was a little confused, you know, by it. He was, you know, and I will say Zach is definitely, as I get into more details from the story from Drew, you'll sort of see, but he's definitely like, he's an old school dude.
Right.
Like, he very much is like, I'm going to have to, he doesn't want any of the gassing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 'cause that is the problem with NBA today. Like, so many guys come in and they post a picture on Instagram and everybody's like, him, that's him, he's right. Him, you know, goat, you know, there's a gassing up culture.
You see,
and
it
Zach doesn't want any part of that.
You see it in the 4-year players. Look at the way Desmond Bane carries himself. Look the way Zach Edey carries himself. A lot of these 4-year players, I think it's the biggest difference.
Yeah, look, I mean, you can't get away from it. Like Ja's going to have that happen to him because he's one of the best in the world. You can't get away from that. But, like, Zach is just a guy who, you know, is just, he wants to prove it. He doesn't want to hear it, right? He is not a,
Yeah, he's not a show me the labor pains kind of dude. He right. wants to show me the baby.
Yeah, you Let know, me get I mean? Out there and play.
And so I think I, you know, that's clearly, you know, a part of Zach as a player, which, you know, I think people will appreciate. And Drew sort of goes on to talk about the draft process with Zach Edey. They never worked him out, as we know. Mm. They didn't even talk to him. They didn't even talk to him in the draft process because they wanted to discourage opposing franchises from trading up to draft him. Mm. And although he was not mocked inside the top 10, as we know, the Grizzlies, you know, it seems like according to Drew, that was intentional. So I'm interested to know, like, was the Jake Fisher report about trading up real? You know what I mean?
This right. makes it sound like not.
If
right? I mean, that's what it makes it sound like.
I mean, Jake Fisher was wrong.
Yeah, he was totally
right.
Wrong.
Like that trade did not happen, right. and I've never heard of a trade being agreed to and then not happening at all. Like,
right.
so I lean towards that trade not happening, and I guess you can't rule out the idea that they were trading up to draft Klingon. You can't or Edey, I should
Edey.
Say, like above ahead of Klingon. Mm-hmm. Like we don't know where they had Edey and Klingon on their boards.
Right.
Like it could have been possible that they had Edey ahead. It's not that crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody needs to, you know, go back and watch the national championship game. I mean, it was not. I mean, Edey was giving him the business.
Yes.
That's just a fact. So who's to say? But according to the story that Drew has here, that it just sounds like that was sort of their intention all the way.
Interesting.
At nine. So the story goes on. You know, Edey said he was kind of frustrated, you know, that he was waiting for the Grizzlies to get involved. He was waiting for them to schedule a workout, waiting for them to do something. And then, you know, the first time he talked to them was on draft night. That was the first time that he ever talked to anybody from the Memphis Grizzlies. So that was interesting. Drew said that, you know, the players have wasted no time trying to make him feel like he's part of the team, Ja, Brandon Clark, et cetera.
Yeah.
Although Edey said this, a few have done things to welcome me to Memphis. They've been good to me. I don't want to share really what has happened, though. I like to keep my my private business private.
Okay.
So what does that mean? A few have done things to welcome me to Memphis.
They might have had some parties at the house.
Possible.
You know, they had him over, and he doesn't want to get into, yeah, you know, boy, Ja's got a nice setup over there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Like, he's definitely a
different bird.
I won't say secret. He's just he's a private guy.
Yeah.
He's a private guy, which I think is good.
Oh, I do too.
You know, because you have public front facing
guys. I don't think does he have an Instagram account or like social media accounts?
I'm sure he does. Yeah.
But,
I'm sure he's got
but like you don't hear about him let me see here. Zach.
I know he's got a Twitter account that he doesn't really post on, but he does have one.
But I mean a lot of these dudes have them and they don't use them, I would think.
Yeah, Zach has an Instagram.
Oh, here it is.
And he has not posted since April 16th.
On his X account, you know what he posted? This is funny. May 7th. He put a picture of him back in May after the college basketball season was over. This wasn't for the Grizzlies or for the Redbirds. When he threw the first pitch out at Wrigley Field, might have touched 100 on the radar gun, and he throws it like four feet to the other side of the batter's box.
So May was the last time he's posted on X.
It's all reposts with little comments.
Right.
He's not getting making – he's really not even making statements. He's really reposting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and again, the last time he posted on Instagram was, you know, a couple of weeks after he lost a championship game in his career. Purdy was a sir. You have literally been drafted in the NBA. Are you aware of that?
He's not smoking himself.
It's amazing, man. No, it's amazing to me how off the grid how happy he is to be.
I
off
love
the
it.
Grid.
I love it. I mean, that's very rare, dude.
Look, Instagram has gotten us in trouble. You know, the idea that you're happy to stay off of it is great.
Right.
I think that's him, though. I think that's Zach Edey to a T. He does not get caught up in it.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually a really, really positive thing, you know, for these Memphis Grizzlies. So Gigi welcomed him to Memphis, and Drew has the details on what that looked like. So when Zach first got to Memphis, Gigi Jackson went and picked him up. I took him around. We just went driving. I stopped by South Main Sushi with him. Shout out to that place.
Hey, there you go.
Is what Gigi says.
I've never been there.
So Gigi was a little worried that when he pulled up in his Audi Q5 that Zach would not fit in the vehicle.
Too small.
I drive a Q5. And it is, I mean, it's not a huge car, right? I mean, it's a midsize SUV, I guess you would say.
You'd have to have the seat all the way back for a 7'4" person.
Yeah. So, so Zach tells him, he reassures him, he says, don't worry, it's cool. I drive a Kia.
What?
Zach Eady cannot be driving a Kia in Memphis. You're going to get it stolen.
Most stolen vehicle.
No, I'm saying?
On the list.
Like,
on
we got it. We got to, like, you know, you got to get out of the Kia. That's going to be, I hope that somebody with the organization did, in fact, tell him Kia is one of the most stolen cars in Memphis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're going to have to upgrade that.
Right.
you know what I mean? Lots of options out here.
What should he drive in Memphis?
He can drive anything. He just not a Kia. Not a Kia.
Or a Hyundai.
Not an Infiniti.
Hyundais get stolen,
not
number
a
one.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or a Silverado. Like, pickup trucks get...
Our man Sane's got that damn... he drives a Hyundai and he's got that damn...
yeah.
I don't know what you could... The apparatus on.
Does he put a club on there?
Yeah.
He uses the club?
I think the city gives them out.
Really?
I think the city gives them out because...
I thought Pam Yates was the only person around here that used the club.
What's she driving?
I don't know. She's got something new. They just traded for a little SUV. She's a club user.
Okay. Well, it must be a Kia or a Hyundai. Or
yeah, I think
Infinities get stolen too.
Really?
I think so. I think those are like three of the hottest cars: Maximas, Altimas.
In Tennessee, it's Hyundai.
We ain't talking about Tennessee. Talking about Memphis.
Oh,
man.
I gotta get.
You know, they gotta get that. You gotta get those Memphis numbers. But I guarantee you, Kia is on the list. I guarantee you it's probably number one.
Here it is. It has the total list. This is from May 24. Kia Optima, 30,000.
There you go.
Chevy Silverado, Kia Soul. Honda Accord, 20,000. Honda Civic, Kia Forte, Ford F-150.
So was Kia Optima the number one?
Kia Optima is number uno. Yeah, number one.
I don't think he's in an
number
Optima.
Number one.
No.
I don't. Kia has, like, he might.
Sportage is also on the list. So there's four different Kias. The Optima, the Soul, the Civic, and the Sportage.
What kind of Kia do you think he drives, though?
Well, you said that he drives a Q5.
That's what Gigi drives.
Oh, what kind is... so he said he drives a Kia. I don't know. Probably. What's the biggest one?
He could drive a Sportage.
Biggest
He Kia. Could drive a Sportage. He's not driving no damn Optima.
I mean, he's not driving a... Is he driving a Telluride? That's the biggest.
Nah, because if you're driving a Telluride, you're not like, oh, I drive a Kia.
You say Telluride if you're driving
right,
a Telluride.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's a nice car.
Oh, they're slick. No, like Kia, Hyundai, like those... The brands look beautiful now.
I don't think Zach Eady's driving a Telluride. I mean, if he was driving a Telluride, it wouldn't be an issue of him fitting in it, right?
Like, yeah.
He wouldn't use it as a reference.
Yeah, but you wouldn't... Do you really... A lot of... He probably is saying that. He's also one of these guys that downplays. So he might...
Maybe so.
He might drive a GT Line or a Carnival or a Telluride or something like that.
I don't know. He had a lot of NIL, so I'd be disappointed if he was not in a nice Kia. But yeah, there's no way that it's in a... there's no way.
You don't think it's a Telluride then?
I don't think it's an Optima. It could be a Telluride. I don't know. I don't know.
That'll be another question for Drew and these guys.
But I will say, though, that that Zach seems to understand, you know,
yeah.
Memphis and fitting in. And he said, that's how I play. My emotions come out from competing. I'm never going to be the one to start the trash talk or initiate something. But if something's happening on the court that I don't appreciate, I will let my presence be felt. That's the culture of Memphis and, like, the city in general, right? It's for the hardworking people that have to earn it all. It's for the people that don't back down. Well, that's great because that's how I like to play.
Oh.
I mean, I couldn't love this guy any more than I do.
Do you like the head pounding on Walker Kessler stuff? Like where he blocked, you know, goes back and forth and he's trying to chat it up with Walker Kessler?
Yeah. I mean, I'm absolutely...
You're down with the trash talk.
I need it. And I need it. I need the edge, man. I need the edge from Big Eady because, you know, I think he got a inappropriately deemed a brontosaurus. Like, I don't think he is a brontosaurus at all.
Forgot about that.
You know, I think he's got some fire.
Right.
That's the difference. And I, you know, look, I hope we see him at some point one more time in the summer league, but he's going to get tested.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's going to have nights in the NBA in the regular season, in the playoffs, where he's tested, where he's attacked, right? Not necessarily by the bigs, but by the guards. And he's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to be able to handle that, you know? And I think part of it, I love what drives him. I think we all need things that drive us in you know, every single day. And I think what clearly drives Zach Eady is not just wanting to be, you know, a successful millionaire NBA basketball player, but I think it's people told me I would never be able to do this. People told me that I was just tall, that I was just a beneficiary of being 7'4", and that I didn't have other abilities or skills. I think that's a big driver for him, and that's powerful. That's a powerful thing because you got a lot of time to show people that you're more than just 7'4", that you can, you know, pass out of the post, that you can, you know, create so much space for John Morant on the perimeter, that you can guard, you know, in a pick and roll.
That he's fast,
you know,
or fast enough.
Yeah, right. Like he's not he'll never be accused fast of being enough. Fast. But yeah.
And by the way, we wouldn't have drafted him as 6'4", but I get your point.
A guy that look, that's part of it. That is part of his package.
Sure,
but it's not.
He's like, got a chip on his shoulder because
people
of this
love
stuff.
To like. Yeah. I remember this during the college basketball season last year. There was like a time where it was just like, dude, the only reason why Zach people complain about is the whistle, and the only reason why Zach is good is because he's 7'4".
Yeah,
you know, I think there's a chance that he would be just as good as if he was 6'11", right?
Right.
Like, you know, it's like sure,
he'd be up there if he were like a tall guy and is 7 foot tall.
There is a package though with Zach. There's the IQ. There's, you know, his competitiveness.
Yeah.
You know, there's his touch.
Yep.
There's more than just the size. Even if the size is the number one thing, we don't have to, like, act like it's not. Mm. But it's not the only thing
That's
that
fair.
Comes with Zach, you know, because there's lots of big guys. I mean, tell me how Bol Bol's doing, right?
Gone.
I mean, Bol Bol's barely hanging on in the league. How tall is he?
He's over.
You know, he's 7'3". I mean, he's coming off the bench, barely.
He's also a twig. That's why I like Didi, because he's stout.
But I'm just saying, like, there are guys that are 7'2", 7'3", 7'4", that have come around in the NBA and not been successful, and they wash out. Being tall is not enough.
That's fair.
And I think that, you know, when you take a guy at ninth, you're doing so with the understanding that there's more than meets the eye with Zach Edey. And so it's a great piece by Drew, just sort of, I think, you know, for the first time, you know, getting to know Zach and, you know, how his teammates feel about him. It clearly feels like to me that, you know, they love him.
Yeah.
They love what he represents. He talks about, you know, when he watched the Grizzlies in the playoffs, he said, you see the way Ja plays. Every time he gets downhill, you're waiting for a highlight to happen. He's super dynamic the way he plays. I remember watching the Grizzlies in the playoffs the year they beat the Timberwolves and lost to the Warriors. It was like Ja was trying to dunk on Towns every single time. When you watch that, it sticks with you. There's this blend of fearlessness and trash talking. I've always been a big fan of his. So, I mean, this is a great match. This is a great match, and you know, I think, you know, the only issue is we have to wait 3.5 months to see it actually come together. But
and now I hope he plays tonight after all that.
Well, I want to see the jaw.
Yeah,
that's the
real treat.
It's with jaw.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the part of it that is going to be electrifying. It's just the city's going to go nuts when jaw and Edey like connect on that first lob. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, for real.
I mean, when Ja posted the Rush Hour clip on his Instagram, I knew. I was like, yeah. This is destiny. This is destiny. This was supposed to happen. Again, it's not going to happen this week, whether or not he plays in Summer League or not. But it will. It will soon. And the countdown to October, November, and the 2024-25?
Yep.
Grizz season is absolutely underway. Good stuff here from Drew Hill over at the Daily Memphian. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Friday. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is going to be your best friend throughout the home buying and home selling process. So if you're a first-time home buyer, I was that once upon a time. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I wish I had the Live Love Group on my side. I ended up making that okay, but that was a pure stroke of dumb luck. Everybody's not going to be so lucky. So make sure you get with the Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency, and they will help you through the entire thing. Make sure you're not getting a bad deal. Make sure you're getting what you want. Make sure if you're on the selling side that you're getting the most money for your home, that you're reaching the audience that you want to reach and need to reach. That's what they do every single day. Great people at the Live Love Group. Reach out. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com. The Grizzlies, when we started this show, were -3.5.
Mm-hmm.
They're now -6.5.
Ooh.
Now, I looked, and that there was no news on Zach Edey's availability. So, you know, that would kind of make you think, like, okay, that -2.5, -3.5 was pricing in no Zach.
Yeah.
-6.5, -7 is sort of pricing in Zach.
Right.
So I've not seen any lineup news. So I will say
somebody
that.
Knows something.
You'd think, man. You would think, but you know, it's summer league, so it's hard to get too excited.
They're in Vegas, though. You would think if they you know, you sniff a little something in the
yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, the game's not for what, another 3 hours.
Yeah.
So
it's at 5 o'clock.
But I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
that's a big move. That's a 3-point move is a big move. I know it's still summer league, but it's still, you know, it's still a big number, a big jump. So take that for what it's worth. But it's definitely...
You got in early, though.
I got in, and I can't wait to lose it. And I can't wait to
come on now.
Somehow lose it. It's too much good value there. Too much value on -2.5. I might actually buy back. I mean, it would make sense. It would make sense to buy back at 7.
Yeah.
You get the 3, 4, 5, 6, and a push on 7. Right. I can middle. I can hit both. I can hit a big
play
lick.
Both ends.
Hit a big lick before I go down to Tunica tomorrow night.
Do you get a number, pretty large number of units on these summer games?
Yeah, you know, I don't go crazy on them, but, you know, I definitely do. I bet them. I don't hide. I'm not scared.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when you have edges, and summer league is something where, like, you're, you know, like books don't have, odds makers don't have metrics mm-hmm. on summer league. They're a random collection of players from, you know, Mississippi State yeah. or, you know, draft picks. Like, it's a very – so if you – you know, this is just the truth. I sometimes like to educate. If you know and have familiarity with the players that are on these rosters, you have an
edge. That's an edge. Yeah. Because
they aren't.
Well, I would think summer league then would qualify as that. The interesting thing is the Grizzlies are not they're not going super deep. Like, they played an 8-man rotation when they held out Gigi and Edie the other day in the second game. So, like, they do have real rotation players that are trying to get momentum here. If you think about Laravia, Scottie Pippen Jr., Gigi Jackson, and Edie, like, those four players right there are all rotation level dudes.
Yep.
You know, so if they were to trot that out tonight, it should be hell. It should be -10 if you got those four guys playing.
Well, I mean, you would say that, but
right?
You would say that, but the truth of the matter is that the Kings have, you know, some good players too.
Yeah,
I mean, they have first round picks, right?
Right.
Now, you know, Keon Ellis was definitely the most experienced, and is the most experienced of this group, but. They, you know, they do have guys that were early second rounders.
And Boogie's good, like some of these.
Yeah,
guys
so
can
I mean,
play.
You know, again, it just depends on. I mean, is Gigi Jackson going to go 0-10 from 3? Because I'll tell you, if he goes 0-10 from 3, then it's going to be a long night.
I think the answer is no. I think you'll see him play better in this Vegas.
I'd like to see that. I think, like, realistically, in terms of, you know, things that we could take from
yes.
summer league,
yeah.
I would really love to, you know, see Gigi with a very efficient. Good week.
It would be better, I think, if we're seeing more shots from the Cam Spencers of the world, Jake Laravias of the world, Scottie Pippins. I mean, Gigi's going to get his shots, but I don't think he needs to be a shot jacker.
Well, you know, it all just depends on, you know, what they're going to ask. And I don't think they're going to ask much of anybody else.
No.
You know, to be clear.
I mean, he probably needs to be, I mean, they need him as a scorer, but, like, he has not been hitting when he's shooting threes.
No, he was a little bit better in the last game. I think I want to say he was 50% from the field, but yeah, that first one's hard to put out of your mind.
Right.
But again, that's what this week's about. You know, this week's about saying, hey,
right.
It's not just about shooting a bunch of threes and getting up shots. It's about, like, making them being efficient and showing that, like, there's another, you know, there's some maturity to your game, and that it's something that, you know, because again, he's going to have to sort of show this and prove this to get on the court for the Grizzlies next year. I mean, they can't really afford to sit around and wait on him. You know, he's got to go take it, and he's going to take it by showing that he can make and be efficient, you know, within the framework and context of a winning team. And, you know, again, we have not seen that from him yet in his career. He's so young. I mean, he's got nothing but time on. I mean, that's probably the best thing about Gigi
yeah.
is that he is 19 years old and that he has so much time to figure out his way. And, you know, in that Drew Hill story, you hear that he goes right up to Zach and says, you know, just gives him his flowers. Like, yo, yeah, you're the greatest big man we've ever seen in college, and I can't wait to play with you, in essence. That's maturity. You
yeah.
know, that's like, okay, you know, you're showing you got some leadership qualities. I'm sure the Grizzlies love to read that.
Sure.
But it's also about, like, can you be impactful and effective without getting 12, 15 shots a game? Because
right.
that's what you're going to have to show. Because you're not going to get that. You know, you and Laravia are going to be battling. You and Conchar are going to be battling, you know. And I think that's the piece of it for the Grizzlies that he's going to have to show. So
Well, I don't think they're going to have him playing that much in the regular season, honestly. I mean, this point, with the way that the rotations are sort of going, it doesn't look like he's going to get a lot of playing time.
No, I think that's you don't for a contender. The contenders aren't out here giving 19-year-olds minutes.
Right.
I mean, it's not a real thing.
It happened last year, but it was just as a result of the way things went.
Well, yeah, they weren't a contender though. That's the operative word. The Grizzlies were not a contender. They were a bottom feeder. They were a cellar dweller. You know, anybody will give 19-year-olds, minutes if they're 15 and, 95.
Right.
You know, we're talking about doing things and achieving things. And that's, where the Grizzlies are going to be this year in terms of their timeline. Anyway, should be fun. 5:00 tonight, Grizz and Kings in the Summer League. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Rob Doss for joining us on the show. Thanks to Anthony Sain as well. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is going to be your best friend throughout the home buying and home selling process. So if you're a first-time home buyer, I was that once upon a time. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I wish I had the Live Love Group on my side. I ended up making that okay, but that was a pure stroke of dumb luck. Everybody's not going to be so lucky. So make sure you get with the Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency, and they will help you through the entire thing. Make sure you're not getting a bad deal. Make sure you're getting what you want. Make sure if you're on the selling side that you're getting the most money for your home, that you're reaching the audience that you want to reach and need to reach. That's what they do every single day. Great people at the Live Love Group. Reach out. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com. The Grizzlies, when we started this show, were -3.5. Mm-hmm. They're now -6.5.
Ooh.
Now, I looked, and that there was no news on Zach Edey's availability. So, you know, that would kind of make you think, like, okay, that -2.5, -3.5 was pricing in no Zach.
Yeah.
-6.5, -7 is sort of pricing in Zach.
Right.
So I've not seen any lineup news. So I will say
somebody
that.
Knows something.
You would think, man. You would think. But, you know, it's summer league, so it's hard to get too excited.
They're in Vegas, though. You would think if they you know, you sniff a little something in the
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, the game's not for, what, another 3 hours?
Yeah.
So,
it's at 5 o'clock.
But I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
that's a big move. That's a 3-point move is a big move. I know it's still summer league, but it's still, you know, it's still a big number, a big jump. So take that for what it's worth. But it's definitely...
You got in early, though.
I got in, and I can't wait to lose it. And I can't wait to...
Come on now.
Somehow lose it. It's too much good value there. Too much value on -2.5. I might actually buy back. I mean, it would make sense. It would make sense to buy back at 7.
Yeah.
You get the 3, 4, 5, 6, and a push on 7. Man. I can middle. I can hit both. I can hit a big
play
lick.
Both ends.
Hit a big lick before I go down to Tunica tomorrow night.
Do you get a pretty large number of units on these summer games?
Or you know, I don't go crazy on them, but, you know, I definitely do. I bet them. I don't hide. I'm not scared.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when you have edges, and summer league is something where, like, you're, you know, like books don't have, oddsmakers don't have metrics mm-hmm. on summer league. They're a random collection of players from, you know, Mississippi State or, you know, draft picks. Like, it's a very – so if you – you know, this is just the truth. I sometimes like to educate. If you know and have familiarity with the players that are on these rosters, you have an edge.
That's an edge. Yeah.
Because they
are. Well, I would think summer league then would qualify as that. The interesting thing is the Grizzlies are not they're not going super deep. Like, they played an 8-man rotation when they held out Gigi and Edie the other day in the second game. So, like, they do have real rotation players that are trying to get momentum here. If you think about Laravia, Scottie Pippen Jr., Gigi Jackson, and Edie, like, those four players right there are all rotation level dudes.
Yep.
You know, so if they were to trot that out tonight, it should be hell. It should be -10 if you got those four guys playing.
Well, I mean, you would say that, but
right?
You would say that, but the truth of the matter is that the Kings have, you know, some good players too.
Yeah,
I mean, they have first round picks, right?
Right.
Now, you know, Keon Ellis was definitely the most experienced, and is the most experienced of this group, but. They, you know, they do have guys that were early second rounders.
And Boogie's
know.
Good, like some of these.
Yeah,
guys
so
can
I
play.
Mean, you know, again, it just depends on. I mean, is Gigi Jackson going to go 0-10 from 3? Because I would tell you, if he goes 0-10 from 3, then it's going to be a long night.
I think the answer is no. I think you'll see him play better in this Vegas.
I'd like to see that. I think, like, realistically, in terms of, you know, things that we could take from summer league, I would really love to, you know, see Gigi with a very efficient. Good week.
It would be better, I think, if we're seeing more shots from the Cam Spencers of the world, Jake Laravias of the world, Scottie Pippins. I mean, Gigi's going to get his shots, but I don't think he needs to be a shot jacker.
Well, you know, it all just depends on, you know, what they're going to ask. And I don't think they're going to ask much of anybody else.
No.
You know, to be clear.
I mean, he probably needs to be, I mean, they need him as a scorer, but, like, he has not been hitting when he's shooting threes.
No, he was a little bit better in the last game. I think I want to say he was 50% from the field, but yeah, that first one's hard to put out of your mind.
Right.
But again, that's what this week's about. You know, this week's about saying, hey, it's not just about shooting a bunch of threes and getting up shots. It's about, like, making them being efficient and showing that, like, there's another, you know, there's some maturity to your game, and that it's something that, you know, because again, he's going to have to sort of show this and prove this to get on the court for the Grizzlies next year. I mean, they can't really afford to sit around and wait on him. You know, he's got to go take it, and he's going to take it by showing that he can make and be efficient, you know, within the framework and context of a winning team. And, you know, again, we have not seen that from him yet in his career. He's so young. I mean, he's got nothing but time on. I mean, that's probably the best thing about Gigi is that he is 19 years old and that he has so much time to figure out his way. And, you know, in that Drew Hill story, you hear that he goes right up to Zach and says, you know, just gives him his flowers. Like, yo, you're the greatest big man we've ever seen in college, and I can't wait to play with you, in essence. That's maturity. You know, that's like, okay, you know, you're showing you got some leadership qualities. And that's I'm sure the Grizzlies love to read that.
Sure.
But it's also about, like, can you be impactful and effective without getting 12, 15 shots a game? Because that's what you're going to have to show. Because you're not going to get that. You know, you and LaRavia are going to be battling. You and Conchar are going to be battling, you know. And I think that's the piece of it for the Grizzlies that he's going to have to show. So,
well, I don't think they're going to have him playing that much in the regular season, honestly. I mean, at this point, with the way that the rotations are sort of going, it doesn't look like he's going to get a lot of playing time.
No, I think that's you don't for a contender. The contenders aren't out here giving 19-year-olds minutes,
right?
I mean, it's not a real thing.
It happened last year, but it was just as a result of the way things went.
Well, yeah, they weren't a contender though. That's the operative word. The Grizzlies were not a contender. They were a bottom feeder. They were a cellar dweller. You know, anybody will give 19-year-olds, you know, minutes if they're 15 and, you know, 95.
Right.
You know, we're talking about doing things and achieving things. And that's, you know, where the Grizz are going to be this year in terms of their timeline. Anyway, should be fun. 5 o'clock tonight, Grizz and Kings in the Summer League. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Rob Doss for joining us on the show. Thanks to Anthony Sane as well. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.